Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online to talk NRL, Mark Geyer. Good morning, MG.
Good morning, Gilly. How are you, buddy?
Good, mate. Wow, what a round.
Well, yeah, tumultuous. On Saturday, obviously, we started the scrum on Triple M in Sydney at 12 o'clock, and about 10 minutes later, we found out that Queensland were about to go into a snap lockdown, which meant that a lot of rugby league teams were nervous, and actually South were in the air when they got word. They were about to land and got told to turn around and go back to Brisbane. So obviously the Landies and Abdo need a big pat on the back for that. We saw two games last night. We saw the games that were supposed to be played on Saturday get played on Sunday. So
they did well, didn't they? They really...
Amazing,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it must take quite a bit. And well done to the players and the coaching staff with each of the clubs to be able to get ready, build up to game day, and then get pushed out. It's a great response.
We always talk about rugby league players and they've got a blessed life. And it's a great way to earn money if you want to play the sport that you love. But they've been... Both our codes, I think, in Australia in particular, rugby league and AFL, have had to bend over backwards to keep the game alive. And they've done it unbelievably. It's a massive, massive undertaking what they're doing, the NRL, because they don't know what's next. But so they've got to have not just one or two contingency plans. They've got to have three, four, or five things that can go, okay, let's do this. And so they did it. And thanks to them, we got the rugby league. We got round 20 fulfilled.
Yeah, absolutely right. Let's talk about some of the highlights from the round. A couple of big matchups. Firstly, Thursday night, Roosters-Eels. Everyone was waiting for it. Geez, they missed a few key players, those Eels. 28-0, the Roosters ran out winners.
Oh, the Roosters is an unbelievable club, honestly. The way they can basically come back with all the injuries and all the retirements they've had, and like not just anybody. You know, Luke Keary out for the year, Brett Morris retired, Boyd Cordner, Jake Friend. Tedesco just keeps doing the do, as does Joey Manu. But look, the Eels, man, what's going on with them? Their wheels are falling off. They can't buy a try. And they got frustrated. You know, Gutho, the captain, had a bit of an altercation, verbal altercation, with one of the players, which is not a good look.
No.
So they're all of a sudden, you know, hanging on for grim death in the top four, the Eels.
Yeah, absolutely right. Some interesting things to come out of that game, that's for sure. But one thing that I did like, I heard a press interview with Trent Robinson. Geez, he's a clever thinker, isn't he? The way he spun it around, said, you know what, this is good for us, this lockdown, this moving into Queensland, because it takes all the other distractions away. All we do is think, talk, live, breathe footy. And I thought, what a great way to look at it.
Yeah, that's the only way to look at it, isn't it, Gilly? Last year, we saw Melbourne Storm basically play every one of their games out of the Sunshine Coast. And I think that if you ask Clay Bellamy, the reason they won the comp is that reason as well. They were all together. They ate bread. They ate, slept and breathed rugby league because they had to. There was nothing else to do. And some clubs will love it. Some clubs, I think, will struggle with it. And that's why I think as soon as the competition was moved up north, it's kind of opened up a whole new can of worms. You're going to see the guys who are struggling with it. You're going to see people who, you know, look at the partners and the families. They're in quarantine for 2 weeks, and then just about to get out, and then they go back into lockdown. So it's a struggle. But to keep the game alive, you've got to take a little bit of a sacrifice, and they are.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Sunday's game. I'd be interested in your thoughts on this. Storm, Panthers. I'll tell you what, Panthers, without a few key players, they look pretty rudderless as well.
Yeah, they did. They did. And look, I think, whilst, you know, we all celebrated the seven players being picked for Origin this year from Penrith, which they totally deserved, there is an aftermath of that. And we're seeing that now. You know, Nathan Cleary's shoulder, Jordan Luai's back, and he's a bit rusty after an injury. And then you take out, you know, Fisher Harris, one of the best front rowers in the competition. You take out Isaiah Yeo, who played Origin, and obviously Coruscant's woes are well documented. And I think that probably one of their biggest losses out of the game yesterday was Brian To'o.
Yep.
He's been their most consistent. He runs for 250 metres every game. And as a forward, you love wingers who do that because you don't have to run back as far to get a hit up because To'o's doing all your work for you. But I wouldn't be too concerned. Look, Melbourne, my goodness, when you look at their bench, and they've got Pappenhausen and Harry Grant to come off it. That's going to scare a lot of rugby league teams.
Yeah, their coach has signed. Bellamy signed again. Pappenhausen signed again. It's a strong force that is the Melbourne Storm.
Oh, 100%. They are. I think one of the reasons they are is because they are basically a rugby league club that are out of sight, out of mind. And you never see any of their players getting the off-field dramas. You never see, you know, they're well run. They're well respected. And it all comes down to that one man, Craig Bellamy. He sets the culture. He sets the tone for the performances. He gets play. And he gets players to North Melbourne that he wants. And he basically turns mud into gold with these players that are on the. You know, look at Raymond Smith at the moment. Look at George Jennings. Look at Finucan when he went there for the Dogs, and now he's coming back for a massive payday. If you're a young guy in about to come into the rugby league circles, you'd certainly love to go to the Melbourne Storm to start your apprenticeship.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm with Mark Guy. Well, who knows what this weekend will bring, but let's hope it's eight great games of footy, mate. Thanks for your time this weekend.
Good on you, Gilly. Talk soon, buddy.